This is Shane Gibson's Closing Bigger Sales Podcast from closingbigger.net, and this is day three of the 28 Days to Better Selling program. If you're listening to this for the first time today, you might want to go back on the blog at closingbigger.net and start with day one, or you can jump in right now because this is a standalone lesson, and later on you can go back and pick up the pieces. So we've been talking about targeting the right clients and also targeting the right referral sources and spending 80% of our time and energy and money and reputation with those 20% type markets. One of our core skills we're going to need to get to those markets is prospecting. There's many types of prospecting. There's investigative prospecting, there's responsive prospecting, there's in-person prospecting, there's social media prospecting, there's web-based prospecting that isn't social media, there's also lists and portals you can access. But before I get into that, I'm going to talk about an age-old skill, and that's one-to-one prospecting. Now, a number of years ago, I was assigned by a gentleman by the name of Jim Jans to go out and gather business cards, 5 business cards for the day. And the reason why is I was going to speak to his group on prospecting, and I'd already done it in a business-to-business environment, but in his business, from a network marketing perspective, you actually go out and meet individuals that you don't know and basically offer them a business opportunity, which is a pretty challenging thing, at least from a fear perspective, for most people to go do that. So before I was allowed to speak, he wanted me to prove I could do it. Well, it was a lot more difficult than I thought it was. But after trial and error and a great tape he gave me by a guy by the name of Steve Jones, I learned a strategy and a formula called CCIC, which is comment, compliment, introduce, and commonality. And from Jim, I learned a very important habit. It's really a habit that will over time will shape your sales destiny and your network, and is get in the habit of saying hello to anybody who looks open, friendly, and is within arm's length of you. That could be in the elevator, it could be standing waiting for the elevator, it could be in a lobby of a hotel, it could be in a bookstore, it could be in a lineup. These times, well, we're, in most cases, as sales professionals, we book time to go prospect and we put all kinds of pressure around ourselves, yet in outside of that typical prospecting hour, we actually meet more people than we would in our typical sales day. So he said, get in the habit of just saying hello to people. And then if a dialogue begins, then walk through the CCIC formula. And it's a really key formula. So the first part is comment. So make a comment to them after you say hello. Usually it's just an observation about something. It's better if it's trite. If you make it too complicated or witty, you might put pressure on them or freak them out. Then the next thing, so it's comment, then it's compliment. In your discussion, find something that you can legitimately compliment them on. It could be about them. It could be about the vehicle that they're standing beside. It could be about some insight or some advice they've given you, but find something you can genuinely compliment them on. Then introduce yourself. Often the introduction is kind of uncomfortable. I think too often someone just shoves their hand forward and says, Shane Gibson, nice to meet you. And it kind of has a bit of an edge. It's too pitchy. So what I learned from Jim was to say, I'm sorry, my name's Shane Gibson. Kind of like, I'm sorry for talking shop with you here or discussing the weather, and I forget to say hello and let you know who I am. And the last one is commonality, is within your discussion, develop a commonality if it's there and suggest you might connect with each other at a later date and ask for a business card. Or as Darcy Rizak says, 2 out of 3 times you hand someone else your business card, if they're carrying one, they're going to hand one back to you. And that's another way you can do it. So let's roll through a quick anecdote, and then you're going to have your assignment for today. So here's your anecdote. One of the first victims, or actually people I did this with, was an individual where I was out practicing prospecting, literally practicing. In other words, I didn't have any intention of doing business. My goal was just to get good at it. I was standing in a bookstore, and I was looking in the financial books section, and I saw a gentleman standing there. And I just said something to him, again, very trite, nothing complicated. I said, gee, there's a lot of options here. He turned around and looked at me and said, absolutely. And then he went through the whole list of the books on the wall, like literally went through probably 20 of them with me and said, like, this guy is biased, you know, he works for the AGF funds, don't believe that. This person doesn't understand the Canadian tax law because they're from the States. I wouldn't totally agree with that book. This one here is going to get you audited if you do anything this guy says in the book. And he went through this whole thing. And at the end of it, again, I commented, he started to talk, and it was easy to compliment him. I said, wow, you know a lot about financial services and investments. Are you a financial advisor? And he said back to me, actually, no, I work for Revenue Canada, or in American terms, it would be IRS. Of course, I almost kind of freaked out and said, oh my gosh, you guys found me, jokingly. But instead, we continued on. And I said at that point, oh, I'm sorry, my name is Shane Gibson. And he introduced himself. And then I pulled out a card quickly and said, hey, here's one of my cards. And he gave me his card, which was actually for another business he had, a small business on the side. And as we started to chat, I said, you know, I can't promise you anything, but I've got an associate by the name of Jim Jantz who may be able to help you here with this new business idea you've got. And within a few minutes, literally, I had that card on my desk and calling the guy back to invite him out to a meeting. So I guess why I share this with you is it was an interesting process, but I got into the habit. Now I kind of, when I sit beside people on the airplane or I'm at a conference or a luncheon, I go through that CCIC formula even today. It's become quite a habit, but sometimes if you're under a lot of stress or maybe you're in a slightly intimidating environment, let's say you're not used to hanging out with groups of Fortune 500 CEOs and you're in that environment, sometimes it's a nice little mind jogger to remember: comment, compliment, introduce, and commonality. And remember, prospecting is really just getting permission to begin a relationship. So I'll often say, I don't know if there's a match here or not, but I'd love to get your card and connect with you later and see if there's some way we can work together or I can help you. And that's it for me. And literally, I can't remember the last time someone turned down giving me a business card. Or again, you can do what Darcy Rezac does and simply hand them yours, and 2 to 3 times, you're going to get it back. So get in the habit of continually prospecting. Here's your assignment for this today. And I've done this with numerous audiences, literally in 3 different continents. And it's something that's amazing what it does for people if you step in and do this exercise. And here it is. Today, not tomorrow, but today, go out and do the CCIC process with 5 people you don't know. That's it. So it could be at a restaurant, it could be at the bank, you could pop into a bookstore because it's a great place, and just simply get in the habit of saying hello, seeing who'll start a dialogue, moving through the CCIC process, and handing them a business card. Again, if you're an inside sales rep and you don't have a card, or for whatever reason, you don't typically do this type of thing, just practice it as a life skill and report back how you did. I've got a little gift or prize for somebody who exceeds those 5 cards and does much more. It's a bit of a prize, and I'll be announcing that tomorrow. So if you can please put it in the blog comment section how many cards you get and how you did it, we're going to do the prize tomorrow. This is Shane Gibson's Closing Bigger Sales Podcast, and this is day 3, the 28 days of better selling from closingbigger.net.